It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we are in the series asking for a friend, and actually it's because we want answers to questions that we address all the time. Sometimes it's not easy to ask those questions, so we figured, why not? Yesterday we addressed faith and how to believe in God and how to believe in a God that can't be seen, heard, out loud, or touched physically. Today we're talking about the old saying, and I've heard this a lot. Well, if I walk into a church, it might burn down. Yeah, we hear that a lot from some folks. Our scripture focus comes from Romans 3:23-24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. And asking for a friend, all of us have done so much wrong. But we hear it a lot. If I walk into a church, it might burn down. Or if I walk into a church, it would probably burn down. Or even other variations of that is the roof would probably cave in if I walked into a church, or lightning would strike me down if I ever set foot into the church. Church isn't ready for someone like me. You've probably heard these excuses, and deep down, maybe you've even felt that way too, like you've messed up too bad, or church, church life for you just isn't right, or maybe because you've messed up so bad, church is for more of what they call cleaned up people, and you never really belong there. So if you've been thinking along those lines, it's time to change the way that you're thinking. So here's the truth. No one who walks the church doors is perfect. If perfection were the requirement, then every building would have burned down a long time ago, according to that old saying, because Jesus didn't come for the perfect. He came for the broken, the ashamed, the guilty, the weary, the outcast like you and I. And you don't have to clean yourself up before coming to Him. You come as you are, and He does the cleansing, because grace just isn't offered. It's poured out. And here's the other side of this. We need people, right? And people need us. We need people in our lives. That shame that you carry, that lie that you've gone too far, is exactly what that enemy uses to isolate you. And isolation keeps us from healing. And God created us for community, for a family of real people who just don't share a building, but share stories of how God met them in the middle of a mess. And when you walk into a healthy church, you're walking into a room full of people who have also fallen short, but have once been lifted up by grace. So, yes, all you have to do to get started is just go to church. Just walk in. I promise you that someone on the inside is waiting to say, you know what? I've been there too. So if you've ever felt like you're too far gone to be accepted by God or His people, this devotional is for you. Jesus, thank you for loving us even in our worst. We confess the shame and the fear that we've carried, and we lay it at your feet today. Help us see church not as a judgment place, but a place of healing, and surround us with people who reflect your love and make us brave enough to walk through the door. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.